You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast.
Well, they thought they were going to have an easy day over there today, but not so fast, Mr. Speaker.
What is it going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior?
And now, here's your host.
Thanks very much for being here today. I'm so pleased to be here with so many local parents with whom I just had a great conversation about the costs and challenges of raising kids today. Now, the arrival of a new child, whether the first, second, or fifth, is one of the milestones of life. It's one of the greatest joys we can experience, a feeling every parent knows. A new life brought into the world, a child, and a great responsibility now placed into the hands of some very proud parents. And as these very proud parents from all walks of life know, it certainly has its costs. It costs you a lot of sleep, of course. Cependant, les coûts financiers peuvent être élevés. Un parent doit souvent prendre congé de son travail pour s'occuper de nouveau-né. Ce sont les moments de la vie où tout devrait être consacré aux premières années de l'enfant. C'est à ce moment que les parents canadiens méritent un répit. Nous avons la chance au Canada d'avoir les prestations de maternité et parentale de l'assurance-emploi dont bénéficient tant de Canadiens et Canadiennes. But every Canadian who uses these benefits still pays federal taxes on them. And Canada's Conservatives don't think that's fair. We believe that we should be putting people before government. When so many parents give up a percentage of their take-home pay to take those critical months off, they forego a lot of salary already. And so the government should certainly not be taxing the time you take to look after your new infant when you're already foregoing that income. That's why I'm announcing today a private member's bill that I'll be introducing that I'm calling the Supporting New Parents Act, which will be coming to Parliament very soon. This important bill will give Canadians on parental leave a break by offering a tax credit for any income earned under the EI maternity and EI parental programs. Ce projet de loi laissera aux nouveaux parents plus d'argent dans leur portefeuille pour les dépenses liées aux premières années de leur enfant. A Canadian who, before going on EI, earned around $50,000 per year would be eligible for a tax credit of around $4,000. Les Québécois qui touchent des prestations au titre du régime québécois d'assurance parentale seraient admissibles à un crédit d'impôt d'un montant équivalent. Justin Trudeau promised he would help young families, but he's let them down instead by raising their taxes. The average family is already paying more than $800 more in taxes every year. L'annonce d'aujourd'hui fait partie des premières mesures de notre vision conservatrice positive pour le Canada. Canada's Conservatives know that the government should be working for young parents like these with me today, not the other way around. Nous sommes prêts à offrir un répit. Quand nous formerons le gouvernement en 2019, nous allons permettre à votre famille à souffler. Nous allons donner à toutes les familles le soutien dont elles ont besoin, peu importe qui elles sont, où elles vivent ou d'où elles viennent. That's what we stand for. That's what we believe in. Thank you very much. I'm very pleased that you joined with me here today to make this announcement. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.